Phoneboy Speaks, episode 860, Hacking Planes Through Wi-Fi. I'm sure most of the people on this podcast have at least one time used in-flight Wi-Fi, meaning using Wi-Fi that's on an airplane flying around the country or other part or the world. I guess now you can. It's not just the United States, although that seems to be where most of the planes that have Wi-Fi are. But anyway, one would wonder, right? Is that all of the is that system completely separate from the flight systems, which are increasingly starting to use IP, right, to do things. Now, if they've designed the system correctly, right, they would that actually the aviation system and the in-flight Wi-Fi would be completely separate systems, air-gapped. There's no connection between them. That would probably be the most ideal situation. If that wasn't what they did, then one of the other possibilities is you have some sort of security device that connects to the satellites that go to the internet so that's one interface. The second interface is maybe whatever in-flight systems need to talk to the internet, and then the third interface is the public Wi-Fi. Now you set up a policy, right, that prevents one interface from talking to the other, because I can't think of a single reason that somebody should use the Gogo in-flight Wi-Fi system to access some flight system. I mean, I guess now you've also got these, like Delta has these the system where you can watch videos, right, that are stored on the plane that you can download. But even that should be on a separate network. So now you're talking four physical interfaces. Or even VLANs if you want to, but that all said, right? These systems should be separate, and that's the only way that would even though yes, firewalls can be potentially compromised like any other piece of software. I totally get that, but again, you make a very simple policy complex policies are a lot harder to enforce. Simple policies like that can't go from here to here makes it a lot harder to compromise. So I think I'm not as worried as this article, which came out from the Government Accounting Office, and I'll provide a link in the show notes, of course. The article I read came from Security Affairs, but again, all of this is really just we hope that the airlines have done the right thing, and we don't know, right? And we also don't know what the impact is, right? Even if we knew they were doing something, nobody's going to come out and say, here's what the architecture is. And I'm sure the airlines and the airplane manufacturers, if somebody else knew that information, they probably wouldn't want it disclosed. But it's kind of important information, I suppose, really, because and this is kind of akin to hacking a car and making it do stuff. And yeah, I mean, they're both bad because they both can impact somebody's lives, but airplanes are more impactful because they impact more lives. But the concepts are, I don't know, I won't say they're similar exactly, because there's, you have a lot more physical access to a car than you do an airplane, but still, you want to keep the systems separate so that people can't potentially abuse those systems and cause the airplane to crash, maybe. I mean, that's probably an extreme scenario that even if they did it completely wrong, that may or may not happen. But again, it depends on other design decisions they made. But this is something that, it's something we got to watch out for. Certainly, I'm not panicking yet, but because they're kind of stating something that's obvious to me, right? Which is that we need to make sure that they're not doing something wrong, because they should be definitely keeping all of those things segmented. Yeah, you could use a single firewall for it if you want to, but I still think physically separate systems is probably best. Whether they did that or not remains to be seen, and whether or not this is that they're going to have something to fix, it kind of remains to be seen. But we'll just have to wait and see when we'll get more information. I guess I don't know that we'll get it, because as I say, that kind of information the airlines and the airplane manufacturers generally don't want out there. So, it's something we'll have to watch for. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.